Well, we are getting the same information. The number of teachers who participated in other civil servants in the census activity, and they have not been paid. And to make matters worse, they did not sign a clear-cut contract which would ensure that they would know how much they are going to be paid finally. It was just a verbal agreement, and the majority of the people, they are saying they were supposed to get about $800, and they've only managed to get about $300, which falls far, far short of what they were promised. And in our view, this is unfortunate and ill-conceived, and we urge the power that be, we don't know who it is, whether it is Treasury or whosoever, to pay the people who did a hard work what they are owed, so that in future, when people are called to do a government activity, they would also at least heed to that call and do the work diligently and efficiently. Otherwise, we would affect future government activities if we hire people and we don't pay them.
Are those who have reported receiving some amount of their funds, where did these funds come from? Was it the Treasury or is it the Statistical Office itself?
It's not very clear. All we know is that there was money that was paid to... Part of the money was paid when they were already due, after finishing their training before they embarked on the census activity. So they really don't know who is responsible for paying them. But under normal circumstances, it should be Treasury.
Now, is this a nationwide issue, or are we just seeing certain areas dealing with this issue?
No, it's a wide... throughout the country, people were not paid what they were promised. The only unfortunate part of it is that they did not enter into a proper contract where they, you have to sign and you know how much you are owed. They were only promised verbally, and they entered into a verbal agreement. And all what people are saying is that verbally they were supposed to get 800, and all what they've got is around 300.